Can we communicate with spirits? Are they even real? Who was Allan Kardec, the codifier of Spiritism, and what is his history behind the movie, the books, and his life? This is the topic of today's podcast. Hello, dear friends. My name is Petra Garcia, and this is the Spiritist Talks podcast. This work is sponsored by the Christian Spiritist Center in Charlotte. And today, we will have a talk with Angela Duarte from the Miami Inner Enlightenment Spiritist Center in Florida. I hope you can enjoy this episode with us. Hello, dear friends. Welcome for one more episode of the Spiritist Talks. And at this time, we have a great friend that we had one episode in Portuguese, and now this is a very special one in English. Who is this special person that is there?
Hello, Patrick. How are you?
I am very good. It's Angela Duarte from Miami. Thank you so much, Angela, for being with us. How is the weather in Florida right now?
Well, it's funny because for the Floridians, it's really freezing. And today we had like a 70s Fahrenheit. So today was like freezing in Miami.
Okay. That is, we have been pretty close to the 30s. Yeah, we are jealous of you guys in this beautiful
place. Oh my God.
Yeah, but I'm so happy to have you here and bringing all your joy, your knowledge. So, can you tell us what we'll be talking about today?
Yes, today I'm going to be talking about Allan Kardec. And most of the people, that all the spiritists, they know Kardec very, very well. But I guess some people that are new to spiritism maybe don't know him as well. So it will be good for us to talk a little bit about this amazing man.
Yes, that's right. So we are going to have just a very small message for you, so you can learn how to get in touch with us. And after that, we start this talk with Angela Duarte from Miami, Florida, talking about Allan Kardec. I hope you will enjoy a lot this episode. Okay, so here we are with Angela. Angela, let's start talking about Allan Kardec. And I guess the best way possible, it's through the new Netflix movie that is there. So I know that you have been a great experience in Florida with some friends. Can you tell us how was that experience, your thoughts about the movie and all of that?
Yes, sure. So for all of us spiritists, when we heard that the movie about the life of Kardec was being done, we really got super, super excited because it was never done before. You know, there are many, many movies about different aspects of spiritism, movies about the great medium Chico Xavier, but Allan Kardec, the actual codifier of spiritism, there was no movie. So a lot of people that are new to spiritism, they get a little bit confused thinking that Kardec actually created spiritism, invented spiritism. And it's not true. Kardec didn't create and didn't invent spiritism. He was the codifier. He's the one who actually was able to study the table turning movement that was a movement that was happening in the 1800s. And you can imagine, in the 1800s, people didn't have TV, people didn't have iPhones, didn't have Facebook.
What do you mean that they were happy? They didn't have a life at that time.
Much more simple for sure. The life was not like nowadays that we get so extremely busy with all kinds of things and many times not the most important things, unfortunately.
Yeah, for
So
sure.
I guess the Facebook of the time was the table turning
For
movement.
there, right? Yeah. Can you explain a little
So
bit?
people were not.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
What is this table turning? What is this term? Maybe a lot of people they don't know. What is that exactly?
Yeah, so in the 1800s, around like 1850s, it was like a very, very common phenomena. People used to get together. So people used to go to the house of each other. They didn't have anything to do, so they used to go to be together, to have fun, to talk. And we don't know exactly how the table turning started, where people start sitting around a table and they start putting their hands on the table, and suddenly the table start moving, and the table start moving left to the right, up, down, and then they start understanding they could actually talk to the table, and the table was gonna answer. So people thought this was like amazing because some very special tables could talk. This became like really something extremely popular. Was not something only for Paris in France, but it was popular in many countries in Europe. But in Paris, it was extremely popular. So it was very common for people to, okay, let's go to the house of Patrick today because we are gonna have a session of table turning. So people used to go. And they sat together, and we don't know exactly how they did because in the beginning it was really like something just for fun, was nothing related to spirits or religiosity. It was just for fun. People
Perfect
had
training then,
no
right?
idea what was it about. The only thing they knew is the table moved, and later on they understood the table could actually answer simple questions. So people were asking simple questions with answers like yes and no. And we know that when this news arrived to Kardec, he was absolutely against it because for him this was some kind of joke. And Kardec was a very serious man. He was a very scientific mind. He was a professor. So he thought, I have no time to lose with pranksters, because that's what he thought.
Yeah, because it was for
So
very frivolous people, right? And I guess in
yes.
South America, there's still some, especially the youth, they do like a cup game. When they leave
Yes.
the cup, no one touch on it, and then they ask questions,
Yes.
and the cup move by itself. And here in North America, they have a table game. I don't know if I will pronounce correctly, but it's Ouya or Ouija.
Ouija board. Yes.
Yes, this one.
Ouija board.
Yeah, that some people they take it just for fun, but there are a lot of people that have got like some mediunic phenomena on that. That is fun because last week we
Yes.
received an email here at the Spirit Center from someone in Canada asking for help for a person that was playing with this board
Ouija
game.
board.
Exactly.
Yes.
And then this person now it's under we I will say the Spiritist term. it's an obsession. But the person is, in their words, they are under a mental stress. The person is disconnected and hearing the spirits, and then so some of these games, how do we understand these games, Angela? So
Well,
can we really connect
the
with the spirits if is there a medium there?
yes, as Allan Kardec taught us, because the spirit said we are always surrounded by spirits, and Chico Xavier confirmed saying that we always have a wave of spirits around us. So there are spirits all the time around us, but depending off of what type of energy or what type of interests we are interested, that's the type of spirits we are going to connect. So if we are like a person that's a more serious person that's really trying to improve morally and intellectually, we will be really well connected to our guardian angels. And we know more or less what could connect with us, even if we are always exposed to some kind of negative spirits, depending off our past. But when we get connected, and you just wish something to have fun, and you don't have any type of knowledge of spirituality, and also the possibilities that come with it, because people think, oh, this is just a game, it's fine. And in America, it's actually a game. You can buy in game stores the Ouija board. For them, this is just a game, like any type of board game. But for us, that we understand this is much more than that. We can open doors to spirits that are not really positive, and it could be negative, could be even dangerous for the people that play with it. I have a personal experience that happened to me many, many years ago. I was in sixth grade, so imagine I was like 11, 12. And in my school, I remember one day I arrived to school for my Saturday, because in the past, my school had classes on Saturdays too, not just Monday to Friday, but it was Monday to Saturday. And I remember arriving in school on a Saturday, and the school was closed, and we're like, what happened? And then the doorman explained that there was a problem Friday night, and it was like under police investigation, so nobody could go in school. And later on Monday, I discover what happened. Few kids from the eighth grade stayed later on in school, and our school was like a building of 4 floors. So they went hiding in one of the bathrooms, so the security couldn't find them. Thought the building was empty. They closed the building. There was just the doorman downstairs. And in the past, they never turned off the lights for security reasons. So all the lights were on. So there's like six girls from eighth grade. So they were like 13, 12, 13, something like that. And they got together to play with the Ouija board. So nobody knows exactly how was it, but they had the Ouija board, and they had a glass, because in Brazil you also can play with the glass cup. So they put the glass upside down, they put their fingers there, and the glass was moving, and they were asking silly questions. But at one moment they ask, and who are you? And the spirit pointed to 666. So it was almost like, oh, it's the devil. And at that moment, we don't know if the girls got afraid or what happened. The only thing we know is that the glass broke, and all the girls screamed and fainted at the same moment. And that's when the doorman went upstairs, and all the thing was on. And when I learn about that, I'm like, oh my God, I don't want to deal with this type of thing. This is scary. So that was my first encounter with a Ouija board.
So
I was like, ooh.
Yeah, let me take this experience. So, and ask you, that was a question that I was about to ask you before as well. So what are those spirits? So are them the devil, or they are spirits created to do the evil to others, and there are spirits created just for the good? Or who are those spirits?
Well, we know, as in the spirits books tell us, that God creates the spirits pure. All the spirits are pure and ignorant. Ignorant in the meaning of ignoring, so they don't know what they're doing. So if we think about that, it's basically like a little kid. So if you imagine that little kid as like his first life, we know that little kids are, they are only little kids, simple kids in this physical body, but we know their spirits are very, very old, because we all had many, many reincarnations. But so the spirits are created pure and ignorant. And from their experiences, that's when they start making right decisions or wrong decisions. And with the experience with many reincarnations, they start improving. We all started improving. But certain spirits, they end up making a lot of mistakes. And many times they end up kind of enjoying mistakes or staying stagnated in certain types of negative decisions. But like in certain religions, they believe there is a devil and there is an angel, or meaning like there is God who is pure and good, and there is the devil who is extremely evil. And it's almost like equal forces with God. In Spiritism, we do not believe in that, because God is only one and is all powerful. So even the worst spirit ever, he/she is a son of God, but is stagnated in kind of a negative things and enjoying it. But it will reach to a point that's impossible, and this spirit will have to evolve also. This spirit will have to face all his mistakes and will have to reincarnate and start going to many reincarnations that will be a little bit painful. And he will be one day able to understand that making bad things, taking bad choices, and doing bad things are not good. This is not a way to improve. So usually the spirits that are connected to this type of events, this type of games, they are not evil spirits. They are more or less like pranksters. They are like that little, that bad boy or bad girl that likes to play with others. And then the people get extremely afraid of it. But we that study mediumship, we know that mediumship is a blessing and it is sacred. But we really need to study it in order to be able to deal with it without a problem. Although it could be some kind of negative, because
sure,
some spirits could connect with us and we don't want it.
So
people think that they are going to be connected with only enlightened spirits, and maybe not. Depends a lot. Yeah.
So basically what you mean, according to Spiritism, so many spirits are created to do the evil. So we are created all the same, and those spirits are,
yes,
just like us. So we can choose here,
exactly,
in life to do the good or to do the evil.
Yes, we all have free will. And it depends on us to evolve faster or not. So we are all exposed to good things and bad things, and we make the choice. So we always have our guardian angel giving us ideas and trying to help us towards taking the good pathway. But sometimes we are hard-headed people and we decide to take the other one, and they cannot change our decision. They can just try to help us to make the correct decision.
Great.
But God is infinitely good, so He will always give us another opportunity. He will always allow us to reincarnate again, to try to make amends to things that we made wrong in our past lives.
Great. So, Angela, I want to move forward and talk with you about the Spirits book. But before that, I want you so much to share your experience when you watch it, like the Netflix movie Allan Kardec with your friends. How was that experience? You had a Q&A session after that. How was that?
Yeah, no. So this was really an amazing experience, and I would encourage every single person to do the same, because if you have Netflix in your home, it's so much easier nowadays. So what I did was like I started inviting few friends that are a little bit more open-minded to come to join me. And I told them this movie is a movie about the codifier of spiritism. None of them knew what was spiritism. Actually, like I don't know, from 15 people I had in my house, I think two were spiritists. All the other ones, they were not. And they were all Americans. So they were very new to this. So when they were coming, I told all of them, listen, this is a very beautiful movie, and it talks about spirituality and about mediumship. And I also told them, you know that you Americans love to talk about ghosts, and everybody's afraid of it, and you don't really know how does it work when you die. So I told them, if you are curious about it, I think this movie would be great. And these ones, they were like, okay, I would like to go. So they came. And it was really great, because the movie is long. So I even thought about watching for 1 hour, then giving a break and watching again. But I was like, you know, it's never good to break a movie, because maybe they are going to lose their concentration. So because the movie is long, and in certain parts the movie is like slow, it's not something super exciting happening, I made like coffee and cheese bread, pão de queijo,
Oh,
to
Brazilian
give
cheese
right in
bread.
the middle of the movie. So it was good for them, because they were like, oh, cafezinho and pão de queijo, and they continue watching the movie.
Was
So
a real
we when we
movie session. It's like we have popcorn,
yeah, it
soda.
was a real movie session.
Yeah, you have
Yeah.
something fun.
Yes. And then when it finished, when the whole movie finished, then I stopped to give like little tips. And then I told them, I said, well, now whatever you did not understand, or whatever you're curious, we can talk about it. And I have to say, the questions and answers, it was like the best time, because lots of them, this was really different. So they were trying to understand what was this, what was that, why Kardec was so against it, because they didn't fully understand that he really didn't believe in that. They were like, well, but you said he's the codifier. I said, yes, but you did not pay attention that he was not a believer in the beginning, because he thought it was like some kind of prank. And when he finally understood, that's when he embraced And that's also when the spirits that used to answer silly questions left, and the spirits that were very serious joined. And that's when they really start talking about life and philosophy and things that were really, really deep. And even the items that the subjects they were talking about were very difficult for the mediums Kardec was using, the young girls. So they were like amazed that the little girls could write so quickly about things that were so difficult. And that's when I was saying, yes, because we're not the girls, we're the
Yeah.
spirits.
So I want to tell like or just to bring up here like that for especially for the ones that don't have never heard about Allan Kardec, his real name it wasn't Allan Kardec. His real name is Hippolyte Léon Denizard Rivail.
Denisa, yes.
Yeah, and he was born on 10 on October 3 in 1804 at 7 p.m. in Lyon, France. And he studied with Pestalozzi in Yverdon in Switzerland. And he moved from France to Yverdon, or his parents chose that because of the religious intolerance in France. So this religious topic was something really important to them. And his father specifically, he was already a magistrate and law professional there. So he's from a very serious family as well, with no need or no space for frivolous stuff as
Yes.
well. He was a polyglot. He could speak German, French, he knew Spanish. He knew English, he knew Greek, and he was fluently in all this language. He was awarded in France in 1831 for a paper that he wrote, and the main topic was which system of study best harmonizes with today's world needs. So he was a very scientific person, as you said. He was a professor and he was really good in a lot of topics for 6 consecutive years. At his home, he gave like open study courses in chemistry, physics, anatomy, astronomy, among others. And he also created a method that is still being used in some schools in France to teach how to count, and a mnemonic picture of the history of France that is very rich, as we know. France has a very rich history. So he was not a common person as well, right, Angela? He has this
Yes.
amazing background in knowledge. And
Yes.
this both, this scientific knowledge and also this contact with the spirits led him to the spirits book. That is the first book in Spiritism that he codified. What is the Spirit's book?
Well, before we go to the Spirit's book, it's very important to say that Kardec, with his very scientific mind, he was, as you said, he was very famous. He was a professor, and he was very famous. So his name, Professor Rivail, everywhere in France, they knew him, especially because of the methodology that he wanted to keep teaching, as he learned from his teacher, the method created by Pestalozzi. So he wanted to create that method in Paris too, that instead of the teacher be all way ahead of the kids. He was going to be in the center, and all the kids would be around him so he could teach them in this circular way. And he also wanted to bring the kids to the fields so the kids could study biology, touching the plants, really understanding what it is, not just with the paper books. And he also understood from a very young age that he should donate some of his time to kids that could not afford. And even in the movie, we see that a kid goes to his house and his wife tells him his parents said that they cannot afford. And then he started donating many of his hours to families that could not pay for the study. So all this made him very famous. And then when he started codifying the spirit's book, when he had joined the table turning movement, but when he actually made it very serious, when he made it a very private meeting with very serious people that he knew very deeply, and at that time he already understood that certain mediums could do a very good job. So he used many different mediums, but the mediums that were really close to him were the two very young girls that you can see in the movie. So he made it a very, very serious study, and his mind, very scientific, he started writing questions that everyone wants to understand, and we never really, question ourselves. So, like for example, what is God? That was like an amazing question because most of us we would ask, who is God? Where is God? And he actually wanted to know what is God? And so his method was a very organized one. From one type of question, he brought to a different one that was kind of connected to the first one. So the Spirit's book is great for us to understand because it's very organized. Anyway, when the book was finished and he wanted to publish, the spiritual mentor of the work told him that it would be good if he could publish the book under the name of Allan Kardec. That was actually one of his names in a previous life when he was a druid. And then a druid actually in the United Kingdom, that when he was a druid. And so he decided, okay, I will publish it as Allan Kardec, not as a Professor Revile. And then, because we know everything that's new, everything that's different, we'll always have people pro and people against. So the people that were against it, they immediately start accusing him that he wanted to hide his true identity because he didn't want to be connected with that. And what was not true, he actually just wanted to hide his fame because he was very well known. He didn't want people to purchase the Spirit's book because of the famous Professor Revile. But he wanted people to know Spiritism because of Spiritist ideas. So that's how it started. And this is very, is beautifully demonstrated in the movie. So if people could watch the movie, I always tell everyone that a movie that has a lot of content is never enough for you to watch once. I watched the movie 3 times before I invited my friends to come here because I wanted to pay attention to every single detail so I would really be able to talk to them and to explain what was demonstrated in the movie. And it's also very important for us to understand that a movie of 2 hours can never tell the whole story of something. We know that. So it's just like the main pieces, they were beautifully put there, but it's not everything. But the main pieces were put there, and it's really a beautiful summary for us to have an understanding of how Kardec started, and also all the difficulties that he had to go through, because religion in that time, especially the Roman Catholic, was very, very tough, very, very tough.
Yeah, I guess Angela, it's really good what you're saying, and to highlight, in special to our friends that are listening to us and didn't have the opportunity to see this movie yet on Netflix, that it is really well made. It's like a Hollywood production. I have been this
Yes.
weekend in Kansas City with some friends, and the comment from an American friend that is becoming spiritist now, he said, "But like an American movie is not from Hollywood, like lights, the editing, the everything else. It's not so
Yes.
very rich in content, but will be very entertaining as well. It's a good way to spend like 2 hours learning something and having fun as well. So we have other movies like the movie about Chico Xavier's life." Is in the same level as the Astral City that you can watch on YouTube, in an official way. If I'm not wrong, last time I saw for $1.99 to rent for 48
Yeah.
hours in high definition. So it's a really good movie. So I want to give
Yeah.
now a little break on our talk. We're going to listen a song that talks about peace. It's from the group that are from Paraíba in Brazil, and we will be back. It's Group Accord with Piece by Piece. After the song, we'll be back. Keep talking with Angela Duarte about Allan Kardec and his second book, The Gospel According to Spiritism. I hope you can enjoy this move. This not this move. You can enjoy this song. Okay, so we are here back, Angela. So we were talking about Allan Kardec, the Spirit's book, and just before we go to the Gospel According to Spiritism, I don't know if you are experienced with the American friends, but they love the Spirit's book because it's very straightforward. It's very clear. The explanations are very easy to understand, and it's very interesting because it's a book with questions and answers, right? What is your experience when you talk for the first time with your friends, the American friends, about the Spirit's book?
Well, it was very interesting because they never heard of it, and when I told them, the book was actually written by a medium, but who answered the questions, they were spirits. You know, even if they were very open-minded, they all get a little bit skeptic. They're like, but a spirit wrote it? And I said, yes, the spirit didn't write it, but through the physical body of a medium, yes, he was able to transfer his knowledge into the paper. So the medium wrote with his own hand, but the answer came from a spirit. So it's funny because in America, Americans are extremely curious about spirituality. They are really curious, and most of them believe in spirits. Even if they are afraid of spirits, they believe in spirits. That's why in Halloween there are so many movies. But yes, unfortunately, they connect the spirits are all like evil, all bad, all terrible. And then I start telling them, you have to think if you love a person, you love so much a person, and that person dies, that person is not going to become a bad spirit. If like you love your mom and your mom is a good person and she died, do you think she will become evil? And then they start all thinking, they're like, no. I said, yes, and that's the same thing. But if a bad person, a murderer, a terrible man, if he dies, he will not become evil. He will be what he is already. If he is bad, he will wake up in the other side bad. But if the person is good, the person will wake up in the other side good. So this concept for them is still difficult to understand, but they were all very, very open to understand that there is really life after death, and there are people that have a little bit easier way to listen to them. And I said, yes, these people are called mediums. These are the people who are called mediums. And the other problem in the United States, it also happens everywhere. But here, for example, it's very, very common to have tarot readers, you know, the usually women that put cards to read your fortune,
And they
and then
charge,
they
right?
tell you lots of things and they charge. So they were saying, so that people are they mediums? And then I said, yes, it's very possible they are mediums, but we also know in Spiritism that everything you get for free, you should give for free. So if you have this ability to be able to talk or to see or to hear spirits, you should never charge for this gift. But these people, they are not spiritists, so they don't really know what they're doing. But many times they started charging a little bit, and then they see it works really well, and then they decide to make that their main profession. And in Spiritism, we do not agree with that. We think that the enlightened spirits are only going to help the ones that are really doing something for the good of others. Every time money is involved, you are not going to be surrounded of a good spirits, because good spirits, they will be far from this. Good spirits don't want to be connected to any type of money, especially to help other people. So it's a little bit confusing for them to understand certain points. But
It's funny.
the good thing is when, sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I was going just to compliment that because it's funny that some Americans, when they come to the spirit center the first time and they see, for example, the pastor's therapy, and they can't believe that we don't charge because, whoa, but this is like
Yes.
Reiki. And Reiki, do they charge? We don't do like healing touch because we don't touch anyone, but there is like hands healing, that imposing hands. It is very similar to pastor's therapy, but they charge. So everything at the spirit center is free of charge. And they're like, okay, but I want to donate something. Well, if you want to donate, that is okay, but there is
Yeah.
no, you don't need to pay for the blessing. Like,
Yes.
if you donate or not, it will not change anything about you're going to receive or what we received before. So in Spiritism, everything is free of charge, and that is really something that impacts a lot. You were talking, I remember that, and sometimes I laugh about it. How well seen is that? Like, of course, people appreciate because you mentioned that. Because what God gave us, like for free, we should freely give it as well.
Yes.
And Kardec was very skeptical as well, right, Angela? So
Yes.
when we are going to, I will use the word judge or evaluate. They're not the best words, but in Spiritism, we just take someone as a medium just because they say they are. Kardec created like a scientific
Yes.
approach or methodology to see if that person was a charlatan or not,
Yes.
was a liar or not, just to take advantage of people's faith. And that unfortunately is still a reality here in our time. So can you talk a little bit about that as well, Angela? So how is this approach? How to see if a medium is real, is a real phenomenon, not someone that is just trying to take advantage of people?
So as we mentioned before, the Spirits book was the first book that Kardec codified in 1857, and then later on he revised and he added many extra questions, but he still had lots and lots and lots of questions that he wanted to know in a little bit of in more depth. So that's when he started taking the Spirits book, and from the Spirits book, he created many other books, and that's what we call the codification or the Pentateuch, the five books, the five main books of Spiritism. So after the Spirits book, he actually wanted to explain to people what was mediumship, and that's when he decided, now I'm going to write the medium's book. So it was a book all about mediumship. So in this book, it's super, super interesting because he goes in deep, deep, deep detail explaining what is a good medium, what is a medium that's learning, and how is the process to become a better medium and also a better person. And then he explains the many different types of mediumships, like some mediums they can see spirits, others they can write the messages, others they can just hear, others they have sensations. We understand that we all, every single human being, it's a medium per se. But we also know that a mediumship is many different levels. So the ones who really can see, hear, feel, these are called ostensive mediums. These are mediums they can feel it in a very intense way. All of the other people that we all say are mediums, they are mediums because you can dream with people that you love, and maybe they already discarnated, they already died. So you can dream with them and you remember the next day. Or you can have an intuition that a certain person would like to talk to you. And this probably is your guardian angel telling, oh, call Patrick, call Patrick. Or you have a sensation that your son or your daughter is not feeling well, and you have that desire to call them. And maybe it's because your son and your daughter are thinking of you so intensely that that vibration reaches to you. So this is all a type of mediumship, even if it's in a very low level. So Kardec thought it was extremely important to publish this book explaining to people how to deal with it, what are the dangers. This is very, very important because as we mentioned before, the Ouija board, that's like a game in America. There are lots of dangers also because we can connect with lower level spirits. They are not devils. They are not evil per se, but they are pranksters and they can cause us headaches. It's like you're having a little bad kid that is like hiding things and it's mischievous. And then Kardec published questions giving like a guidance how people can be able to deal with it, and also for mediums that are ostensive, he also published a guideline how to protect themselves. And nowadays we understand that if you are ostensive medium, you should never work alone in your house, writing messages, writing books, because it's dangerous for yourself, for your own person. So it's always important to join a group in a spiritist center where There will be a lot of prayers because we know the prayer is the most important thing for us in general. So imagine when you are dealing with spirits, you really have to exercise the power of a prayer. My dog wants to communicate too. Shh, Casper, no communication from you, please. So the prayers are extremely important for us in any case. And so I really, encourage people to read this book that was actually published in 1861, so very, very few years after the medium's book, and is extremely important to all of us. This is a great, great book.
Good. So, one of the remarkable works of Allan Kardec, in my opinion, it was published in April of 1864, that was first called The Imitation of the Gospel, according to Spiritism, and on the following year, by suggestion of the High Enlightened Spirits, it was changed the name for the Gospel according to Spiritism. That is just basically the explanation of all the moral teachings taught by Jesus in the Gospel, with this easy explanation from Allan Kardec and the High Enlightened Spirits for many, many people, that especially the ones that are traditional Christians, some others that have been Christians and now they call themselves atheists, they are part of the Bible that they can just not understand or are very confusing. And it's so amazing how the gospel, according to Spiritism, makes it very easy to understand those parts and also to go back to the Bible, especially to the New Testament, and understand Jesus' teachings. So, how do you see the gospel according to Spiritism in our lives? And why so many people, Angela, they see the gospel according to Spiritism like a life-changing?
Well, first of all, for me, it was an amazing blessing because I'm from a Catholic family. So when I was young, I had to read the Bible and I read the Old Testament and the New Testament. And when you go to the New Testament, you read the teachings of Jesus, you read all the parables. Sometimes it gets very confusing. Because Jesus spoke in a very metaphorical way, and it's sometimes it's very confusing for us to understand. And when I was able to start studying the gospel, it was like a life changing because Kardec is able to get many explanations from enlightened spirits. Like Saint Augustine, that's really, really intense there, Fenelon, and many, many others. And they all give deeper explanations about what was the meaning of that passage. And also, Kardec, with his own understanding and knowledge, he writes his own points of view of that. So it's really beautiful. And I always tell everyone that even if you are not religious, or because some people they feel so bad about religion because religion was connected to really horrible things in the past, and Protestant killing Catholics, and then
Closed-minded
nowadays in
people,
our
right? Yeah,
oh, sorry.
closed-minded people, right?
Yes, exactly. I always say that the people that are extremists, it's really bad because we should all try to be understanding. We should all try to see what's the point of view of the other, and in religion too. So we need to connect what we have in common, not what we have in differences. and people connect with Catholicism, for example, and the priests that were doing bad things to kids, so they start hating religion. And then I tell them, you know, religion, the religion was created by man, because even Jesus, he did not create a religion. He was a Hebrew, he was Jewish. And he himself did not create a religion. His apostles are the ones who actually did it later on. But if you analyze the teachings of Jesus, it can be applied to anyone, any religion, because they are all beautiful moral teachings to forgive your enemy, to give the other side of your cheek instead of fighting. So all the moral teachings, they can be used by anyone. And if you really analyze the teachings, you don't need to follow any type of religion. As we say, Spiritism is not a religion. Spiritism is a philosophy of life. And you can follow any religion you like, or even if you have no religion. And yes, it is based on the moral teachings of Jesus, because we understand that Jesus was the highest spirit, the most developed one that ever incarnated on earth. So we even say that Jesus did not reincarnate on earth, because he only came here once and that's it. We all reincarnate because we return and return and return. But Jesus only came here once to give us this moral teachings and inspiring us to change. So the gospel, it can change the life of anyone. And I always say that people that really follow Spiritism and study and are trying to improve themselves, they should try to do the gospel at home. That's very simple, very basic, and you only need to do once a week, and you choose the time it's better for you, the length, 15 minutes or 40 minutes. And I like to think about something that's difficult for me, and I pray, and then I open the book. And most of the times, the answer in the gospel is the answer that deeply touches my heart. So this book is a book that's a life-changing book to everyone.
Yes, it's a really good one. Well, Angela, if our friends they want to know more about all those topics, we strongly recommend, especially if you have never heard about Spiritism, to go in all platforms on at Apple Store, on Google Books, at Amazon, on internet. You can find all the five basic works codified by Allan Kardec to purchase in a electronic way. You can also order those on Amazon to have that in a paper old-fashioned way, like the ones that I like in English
Yes.
already. And you can also go to edcofamerica.com, or if you are using those platforms, I strongly recommend to use the translation from this publisher that is EDC of America, because it's the best one in my opinion, and you can start reading and knowing a little bit more. I strongly
Yes.
recommend all our friends that are listening to us right now to go to spiritist.us and try to find a spiritist center near you, where you can ask questions, you can borrow books for free, you can ask for a donation. I'm very sure that all spiritist centers, they are giving for beginners the basic works for Americans going to there. You can also try to find, there is a lot of YouTube channels now teaching and giving these drops, basic tips about Spiritism. There is one that I participated creating that was, if you just look on YouTube for Get to Know Spiritism, so you write Get to Know Spiritism Class 3, or get to know Spiritism, Allan Kardec. It's our friend Flavio Zanetti from Boston giving in a 15 minutes the brief history of Spiritism, of Allan Kardec, his life, and also how the history of spiritualism in America, especially the events in Hicksville in New York State, are connected with this. Also, if you are in Florida, you need to get in touch with Angela and study with her. How can our friends from Florida get in touch with you, Angela, if they want to know more?
This is very easy. If you have Facebook, you can just search for me in Miami Inner Light. This is my group and my page, so you can go on Facebook and just hit Miami Inner Light, and you can find me right there very easily. You can also find me on KardecRadio.com. Just search for the studies of Miami Inner Light, and then you can find me there. I study every other Thursday together with our group live via Facebook and also via Kardec Radio. We study always one book, and at this moment we are studying the book called Among Brothers of Other Lands. And we also study the gospel according to Spiritism. So this is another way that you can learn a little bit more about the beautiful book of the gospel. And if you are really new and very curious, the second book Kardec wrote before the Medium's book was actually a book called What is Spiritism? This is a very small book. It's very simple. It was published in 1859. And this is a book that Kardec actually interviewed few people. And he asks questions about Spiritism, and it's extremely interesting. It's very simple, and it shows the mind of people that really don't understand what is Spiritism, and why they are against, and why they are pro. And Kardec is in the middle, like the dialoguer, trying to understand why you are against something that you totally don't know, and why you are pro of this. So it's a great book for people that are very new to Spiritism.
Great. So I want to tell to all of you guys, and for Angela, I guess, for the first time as well, we are almost done with a project that we have here, the Charlotte Christian Spiritist Center. We are translating the Gospel According to Spiritism from the third edition in French to English straight with a professional translator. So it's going to be a perfect in grammar, in the English language as well. And our idea, so we are doing that because we are going to provide the ebook version of it free of charge on Amazon, on Google Play, on Apple Store. We'll give that free on the internet. And also we are going to print that in a very cheap paper, like on the newspaper type of paper. And we are going to make that the first contact that we had last week. We are going to have the final price for people for $3.50. So our idea is to make the book as easy as possible for everyone to buy it. So it will be zero profit on the book. So our idea is
That's
to sell.
Amazing.
Yeah, with no profit at all. And we just make the first commitment here. We are going to donate 4,000 gospel to Spiritism books in Charlotte area for free for the population. We'll find a way on Facebook or mailing people or asking on the streets. I don't know. We have already donated a lot of books here in the Carolinas around 5 years ago to all the biggest libraries. So now they have the 5 books of Allan Kardec. Some of them didn't have before. So anyone can go and borrow them for free now or get to study the books. And if anyone that is listening to us right now and want to contribute on that process, which we invite to go to christianspiritistcenter.com and just click on the basic works. And the first one that we are working with is the Gospel According to Spiritism. And everything that we translate to the English language, it goes to the whole world, because English is the most important language, yes, in our world now. So we are very sure that we are helping in a very simple way to disseminate Spiritism in our planet. If you have the financial way, if you have the knowledge, like editing books, or if you have any technology knowledge as well, you're more than invited to join us in this project. We hope that before December 2020, we'll have this book available to everyone that wants to download it for free, the virtual way, and also to buy it in a very, very affordable way, including to other countries. Well, Angela, thank you very much again for being with us. It's our more than 1 hour that we are talking now, but look at just 10 minutes. You are amazing.
Thank you so much, Patrick. And I have to say, you are always inventing and reinventing yourself. And this idea, you just had to translate the Spirit's book and make it possible to be extremely cheap, for it's extremely accessible in a paper version and free online. It's amazing. Congratulations. I'm very happy about it. This is exciting. Thank you so much.
No, thank
you're
you.
Always working hard. So that's what we have to do. We all have to do a little bit to making good efforts together.
Yeah, and I hope that from this talk, our friends listening to us, that they get curious to see the movie on Netflix, and also to try to find the basic works, the Spirit's book, the gospel.
Yes.
Heaven and Hell, that is a very interesting book as well, that you, that are listening to us right now, can see how great this knowledge is, how serious all this knowledge is. And as Angela said, that not all religious people are the same, and Spiritism is much more about spirituality and your connection with God than being like a closed mind or a fanatic one. Thank you, Angela. Great hugs for you and all your group. And I hope...
Thank you.
I hope that all our friends can also send your feedback about these episodes in English, suggestions, critics as well, ways that we can improve it. And this is our second one. If you haven't heard yet, our first one with Steve Dean from... Asheville in North Carolina. I recommend you to listen to that as well and to send your opinion. Thank you very much for supporting us with the Spirit's Talk, and we'll be back very soon with another episode in English for you. Thank you. May God bless all of us and the good spirits be inspiring us for good deeds. See you next time, guys. Thank you, Angela.
Thank you. Bye-bye, Patrick. God bless us all. Bye-bye.